ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ವರ್ಸ್ 19. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ. ಹಂತ ತೇ ಕಥಯಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ದಿವ್ಯಾ ಹ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ವಿಭೂತಯಃ. ಪ್ರಾಧಾನ್ಯತಃ ಕುರು ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠ ನಾಸ್ತ್ಯಂ ತೋ ವಿಸ್ತರಸ್ಯ ಮೇ. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ವಿಭೂತಿ for the purpose of meditation upasanartham vibhuti gnanam. On what are all forms I can meditate so that my mind can become receptive, so that my mind can be qualified to receive the highest arupam. Rupam to arupam, form to transform, take the form, support, meditate upon and go beyond the form. That is called transform. Trans the form. Without knowing the form, you cannot trans the form. First you know the form. Formed God you have to understand. Formed God is a mixture of spirit and matter. Matter is visible, tangible. So understand the formed God as a mixture. Hold on to matter first, then drop the matter next. Hold on to the matter form of the Lord. Vishnu, Narayana, Shiva, Rama, any form, hold on to that. That bhakti gradually takes you to the formless. You need not do anything. Just to go as Shastra says, step by step if you follow, you land smoothly there. At arupa jnanam, by which arupa jnanam you attain purnatvam. Therefore Lord Krishna is in this process of rupa to arupa. Lord Krishna want to take every bhakta. So Arjuna is interested in rupa now. What are all forms are very important to meditate upon. Then Lord Krishna is very happy. Hantate kathayishyami. Well, hanta has got 2-3 meanings. Hanta means alas, ayyo chulvanne. For that also hanta word is used. Alas. Or you can take hanta means well. Well, okay. Hanta, yes, I am ready to teach. I agree with you. I agree. Permission. I am giving permission to you to listen. Hanta. I am ready so that you can hear, be ready to hear. ಅಂತತೆ ಕಥಯಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟೀಚ್ ಯು, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ಯು. ಕಥಯಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನೆರೇಟ್ ಯು. వాట్ దివ్యాహ ఆత్మవిభూతయః. దివ్యా మీన్స్ డివైన్, దట్ హుచ్ ఆర్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ హయ్యర్ లోకాస్. డివైన్ మీన్స్ హియర్ హుచ్ ఆర్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ ఫర్ హ్యూమన్ పర్సెప్షన్, ఫర్ ఆర్డినరీ పర్సెప్షన్, ఫర్ ఆర్డినరీ పీపుల్ విత్ ఆర్డినరీ ఐస్, విత్ ఆర్డినరీ మైండ్, దే ఆర్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్, దే కెనాట్ బీ గ్రాస్ప్డ్. టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద డివైన్ యు నీడ్ ఎక్స్ట్రాఆర్డినరీ మైండ్, ఎక్స్ట్రా ఆర్డినరీస్ ESP, ఎక్స్ట్రా సెన్సరీ పర్సెప్షన్. లైక్ దాట్ అండ్ 3D పిక్చర్స్ దే గివ్ సమ్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ గాగుల్స్, నో టు సీ 3D పిక్చర్ దే గివ్ సమ్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ గ్లాసెస్. ఫర్ దాట్ హియర్ ఆల్సో టు గెట్ విభూతి జ్ఞానం, లార్డ్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ ఏ సెపరేట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ గాగుల్స్, గ్లాసెస్. వాట్ ఆర్ దే? నో ఎక్స్టర్నల్ గ్లాసెస్, చేంజ్ యువర్ యాటిట్యూడ్, దట్స్ ఆల్. భావన చేంజ్, యాటిట్యూడినల్ చేంజ్, యువర్ పర్స్పెక్టివ్ చేంజ్ ఈజ్ ద ఓన్లీ మేకింగ్ దట్ ఆర్డినరీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇన్ టు డివైన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. సో హంతతే కథయిష్యామి దివ్యాః హి ఆత్మవిభూతయః. మై ఓన్ ఆత్మవిభూతయః మీన్స్ మై ఓన్ గ్లోరీస్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ ఎనీ ప్రైమ్ మినిస్టర్ ఆర్ ప్రెసిడెంట్ ఆర్ లోకల్ పర్సన్. నోబడీ ఈజ్ దేర్ టు గ్లోరిఫై అదర్ దాన్ మీ. దేర్ఫోర్ అర్జున ఆత్మవిభూతయః, మై ఓన్ గ్లోరీస్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు నెరేట్ యూ. హౌ? ప్రాధాన్యతః హైలైట్స్ ఓన్లీ, వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఓన్లీ. శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ కామెంటరీ, లార్డ్ కృష్ణాస్ ఇంటెన్షన్ ప్రాధాన్యత మీన్స్ ఈవెన్ శత సంవత్సరం వర్ష శతం అపి ఇఫ్ ఐ గో ఆన్ టాకింగ్ విల్ నాట్ కంప్లీట్. 100 ఇయర్స్, హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్స్ ఈవెన్ ఐ టాక్ అబౌట్ యువర్ మై గ్లోరీస్ ఐ కెనాట్ కంప్లీట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ప్రాధాన్యత. ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ Arjuna, we are in the battlefield now, so let us not take too much time. I don't want to waste your time, you should not waste my time also. We have, both of us have some duty here. Pradhanyatah vakshyami. Why? Nasti antah vistarasya. To elaborate, there is no limit at all. There is no limit or end to elaborate. This much you cannot say. I can go on and on and on. There is no limit for my glory. That is why I am Bhagavan. Where there are no limits, that is called Bhagavan. Other than Bhagavan, everything has got limitation in the world. Only Bhagavan doesn't have limitations. That's why antaha nasti means limit is not there, end is not there. Therefore, I can narrate only pradhanyatah. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we enter the 20th shloka, the actual narration of vibhutis coming from 20th shloka to 39th shloka. 20th shloka to 40th it comes, but 39th he concludes. 20th shloka, the important idea to note before starting the vibhutis, 20th shloka, Lord Krishna talking about nirguna vibhuti, nirguna roopa vibhuti, attributeless glory. Then 39th shloka again Lord Krishna concludes chidrupa glory, chidrupa roopa vibhuti, chitrupa vibhuti, consciousness is my glory, first existence is my glory, he says. Or you can take here existence, last you take chidrupa here. 20th శ్లోక చిత్ రూప విభూతి, Chitrupa means consciousness is my glory, Arjuna. What type of glory? Nirguna rupam, gunarahitam glory. Then he concludes in 39th, sadrupam vibhuti. Existence is my glory. Within this 21st to 38th, all are my apara prakriti glories. So two nirguna rupa glories and other all verses in between, they are all saguna glories. Glories with attributes. A beautiful presentation. Now we'll read.
Ahamatma gudakesham sarvabhutashayasthitah ahamadischa madhyamcha bhutanamanta evacha.
Very important shloka. He Gudakesha, Lord Krishna addressing Arjuna by name Gudakesha. Two meanings we can see. Gudakesha. Gudaka means the one who has got thick hair. Kesha means hair. Hair. Gudaka means thick. Arjuna hair is very thick hair. Maybe curling black hair, I think. So beautiful. Arjuna looks so beautiful. Handsome. Very handsome person, Arjuna. Gudakeshaha, one meaning. Another meaning, Gudaka means Nidra. Gudaka means Tamoguna, Rupa Nidra. Nidra indicates Tamoguna. Tamoguna indicates Nidra. Person is in Tamoguna or not, how do you know? He always is either sleepy or sleeping. Not only sleeping time, other timings are also he is sleepy. That means Tamoguna is dominant, active in earth. Arjuna is one. Ishaha means the master. The one who masters his Tamoguna. Ishaha, the ruler, the controller, the master. Of what? Tamoguna. Since he has mastered his Tamoguna, he has mastered his sleep. Whenever he wants, only he can sleep. Not like Bhima. Bhima is predominantly sleepy. Why he is sleepy? Because he eats too much, you know. Bhima eats so much food. That's why he feels sleepy. All brothers share more food to Bhima, they give. And rest of the food only they take. So, the person who eats too much always sleeps. He can't remember anything. That's why at the time of war also, Lord Krishna has to remind Bhima where to hit Duryodhana. Lord has to remind Duryodhana and Jarasandha also. At the time of killing Duryodhana and Jarasandha, Lord Krishna has to remind Bhima. Like that, Arjuna is not a sleepy person or sleeping person. He has mastered his Tamoguna. Indirectly, it indicates what? Arjuna is sattvic. Indirectly, it indicates Arjuna is sattvic person. Predominantly sattvic. So what? Because of such sattvic predominance, Arjuna is able to understand the highest teaching. The person who is sattvic, who is eating sattvic food, whose mind is fully sattvic, such a person is fit for Brahmajnana. For other people, it looks as though clear, but it is not clear. It's not so easy. So Arjuna, you are Gudakeshaha. That's why I am going to give the highest knowledge about Nirguna Rupam. In Tamil you can call the Velithirupavane and Shulvan. Velithirupavane. Velithirupavane. I learned Tamil from you. Okay. That's why sometimes I use Tamil words to learn from you. Velithirupavane. The one who is waking. Another word Lord Krishna pointed out. Why sattva guna predominant person only can receive knowledge? Na? Sattvic mind is a calm mind. Sattvic mind is a quiet mind. Peaceful mind. Sattvic mind. Such a mind is available for reception. Not kalyanam reception. Such a mind is receptive for knowledge. Receptive mind. Okay. Gudakesha. Alasya jitaha ityartaha. Alasyam. Laziness, drowsiness, he has conquered. Alasya jitaha. One Gudakesha, see how many meanings are there. How much explanation is required. Aham atma sarva bhutashayasthitaha. The first vibhuti. Arjuna, this is my first vibhuti. Listen. I am Atma, Pratyagatma, the inner self. I am the inner self. Self means, you have to understand here, the inner self. How do you know that is inner self? Next word indicate, tells that. Sarva Bhutashaya Sthitaha. I am the self residing in the heart of all beings. Sarva Bhuta means all beings. Sthitaha means residing. Where Ashaya? Ashaya means in the heart. Hridayakashe, Antahkarane. In the heart of everyone, I reside. In the heart of every being, I reside. I reside as what? As self. Atma. As self, I reside. Now, Bhagavan is residing where? Up, Kailasa, Vaikuntha. Underline this word. Where is Bhagavan? In my own heart. How do you know? Bhagavan is the pramana. His statement is the pramana. Sarva bhutashaya sthitaha. This is Paramarthika Vibhuti. First Vibhuti is 20th Sloka Vibhuti and 39th Sloka Vibhuti is Paramarthika Vibhuti. Absolute glory. 21st to 38th Sloka Vibhutis are relative Vibhutis. No, Vibhutis are also two types. Absolute Vibhuti, relative Vibhuti. So, absolute vibhuti, I am telling here. Sarva bhutashaya sthitaha aham atma. Chit aspect, in the form of consciousness. In the form of consciousness. This body is a matter. This body is a jadam, matter, inert entity. An inert entity cannot move. Cannot speak, cannot do anything. Inert thing, cannot do anything, cannot know anything. So, I am there in the form of consciousness, making that matter to know, to understand, to speak, to walk, to do everything. So, what makes this body sentient? What makes this body to function? What is that principle makes this body to move here and there? Consciousness. Therefore, we have to understand consciousness is that enlivening this matter body. Remember this fact. The consciousness is that which enlivening the inert matter body. however much big or small matter the shape, Abrahma Pipilikanta Tanushu Prota Jagat Sakshini Manisha Panchakam. So I, the consciousness, am enlivening the matter. I pervade entire body, entire matter. Matter means what? It is called Prakriti. It is called Maya. It is Jadam. Scientific language, it is matter. Same matter is nothing but conglomeration of water, iron, all chemicals, iron, zinc, magnesium, calcium, podhuma, lot of other things, phosphorus. If you have a deficiency, you supply from outside. That itself shows what proof you require other than this. Body is bundle of chemicals. How do you know? When there is a deficiency, you supply from outside. Magnesium tablets, calcium tablets, iron tablets, iron capsules, all you supply from outside, potassium, sodium. Why you supply? Chemical deficiency. Doctor says, take calcium for your bones. Why? Because it is made out of chemicals. Therefore, you supply chemicals. What proof you require more than this? To prove this body is a matter. It is a matter. Therefore, it is, doesn't matter. Okay? Don't bother too much about this matter. So this matter is made out of chemical bundle of chemicals. It cannot move. Therefore, consciousness is not a part of this body. It is a matter. It is a matter, not a part of the body. It is separate. Electricity is a part of the bulb. Electricity is a part of the bulb. No, it is separate from the bulb. It is produced by the bulb. It is a product? No. Similarly, consciousness is also not a product of a body, which is bundle of chemicals. Consciousness is not a part of the body, product of the body. Consciousness is not a property. Scientists all say consciousness is a phenomenon that happens in the brain. It is a property of the brain, they say. It is not a property of the body. Even brain. Brain is matter. Consciousness is not a property of the body, product of the body. Consciousness is not any connection with the body. Therefore, it is not a part, it is not a product, it is not a property. Next point, Paramarthananda Swamiji says always this definition. Sanskrit one definition is there, sloka, I will tell you. Because Atma word has come, that's why I am explaining this much. Vibhuti Yoga, Nirgunam Brahma comes even here. In Vibhuti Yoga, where is the place for Nirguna description? Except this word. Therefore, I don't want to miss this opportunity. Okay. Atma is not a PPP, okay, first. Then Atma is that which is independently existing, separate from the body, like electricity. Electricity also independently existing, separate from the bulb. Similarly, Atma, the consciousness, is independently existing without any connection. It enlivens, that's all. It is independent entity. Second point. Third point is, it is pervading throughout the body, inside the body and outside the body. Consciousness is pervading inside the body and outside the body. Means it is all pervading. Just as electricity pervading throughout the bulb, outside also there is electricity, but you cannot see. Electrical waves are there. You cannot see that. Similarly, Atma also is inside the body, outside the body. This is the third point. Second point is what? Pervading. Inside the body, outside the body. Independent, second point. Third point, it is all pervading. All pervading in English. Tamil, all pervading. Pervading the entire body, mind complex. Then fourth point is, this Atma survives the death of the body. Even the body, chemical of bundles perish. This matter body perish one day, but the consciousness continues to exist, survives. The Atma or consciousness survives even after the fall of the body. Fourth point. Last and final, fifth point. This surviving consciousness after the fall of the body, it cannot be transactable. It cannot be transactable. You cannot do any vyavahara. It is not available for vyavahara. Now, it is available for vyavahara. Body is alive. That's why it is available for vyavahara. Clear? These five points we have to remember. Consciousness is not a part of the part or product or property of the body. Consciousness is an independent enlivening principle of the body. Enlivening principle. That enlivening also you can supply. Consciousness is pervading inside and outside the body. Consciousness survives the death of the body. That surviving consciousness is not available for transaction after the fall of the body. That is called Atma. What is that Sanskrit verse definition? In Panchadashi class we saw many times. In Linga Purana it is said, Atma means Yadapnoti. That sloka only Swamiji translated. Namukku sloka puriyadhani chol, English lo Swamiji cholindirikar. But that sloka is, first word is Yadapnoti, that which pervades. All pervading and chunna, that which pervades. Yadapnoti. Yadadatte. That which grasps everything. Adatte. Yachati. Vishayaniha. That which experiences all objects. Yachati means experiencing, consuming. Yachati vishayaniha. Yachasya santato bhavaha. That which exists all the time. That is after the fall of the body, that which exists all the time. Echasya santato bhavaha tasmat atma ityabhidhiyate. Yadapnoti yadadatte echati vishayaniha echasya santato bhavaha tasmat atma iti uchyate. Atmetyudahritaha. Like that. Linga Purana. So Atma definition. Who is that Atma? I myself. I means which I? Lower I or higher I? Higher I. Higher I. We are all very, very happy to say up above, down below, right side, left side, except here or myself. You require a courage to claim that Atma I am, my higher nature. It is neither outside or inside. It is all pervading. It is me, the Atma. Who is enlivening this? Body, mind, complex. Now body, mind is my instrument. I am residing in the heart of every being, Arjuna, in the form of Atma. First glory, you see, what a glory. ஆஷயா மீன்ஸ் ஆஷேரதே சர்வாணி அஸ்மின் ஆஷயா அந்தக்கரண ஹிருதயே ஆஷேரதே என்ன இட் இஸ் ரிசைடிங் ஆத்மா இஸ் ரிசைடிங் இன் த ஹார்ட் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி ஒன் அதர்வைஸ் திஸ் ஃபெலோ கெனாட் மூவ் அட் ஆல் வித்தவுட் ஆத்மா சுஷ்ம சரீரா கெனாட் ட்ராவல் ஆஃப்டர் த ஃபால் ஆஃப் த பாடி சுஷ்ம சரீரா கெனாட் ட்ராவல் அண்ட் காரண சரீரா ஆல்சோ கெனாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் வித்தவுட் தட் தேர்ஃபோர் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா நெக்ஸ்ட் அஹம் ஆதிஹி நெக்ஸ்ட் க்ளோரி I am the beginning. Srishti karanam means nimitta karanam ityarthaha. I am the efficient cause and material cause also. Madhyam cha, I am the sthitihi, the middle. Because of me, only entire matter is sustaining. Adi, madhyam and anta indicates the sat aspects of Brahman. Ahamatma sarvabhutashaya sthitaha represents a sthit principle. Sat last work povenna ingeye kaamikkarar avar. Adhi madhyanche antaha. Madhya means sustenance, sthiti. Antaha means pralaya. I am that pralaya sthanam, laya sthanam. Everything merge into me. Antaha cha. Of whom? Bhutanam. Bhutanam means of all beings. All beings are born out of me, sustaining because of me. They merge into me. Therefore, I am the sarva srishti karanam, sthiti karanam, as well as laya karanam also. Other than these three, what else is there? What else is there? Either srishti or sthiti or laya. So, I am only there as srishtikarta, layakarta and sthitikarta. If you don't understand these technical terms, I am there as Vishnu, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. Adi chonna nanna irukku namak. Enna pandrathu? So, we are always interested in the forms. Our mind, our sense organs are always hold on to forms easily. That's why many people, they cannot understand Bhagavad Gita's that purport, exact tatparyam theme, many people cannot grasp. Because 99% of people are gross-minded. Those who does karma yoga, upasana yoga, ashtanga yoga, they refine, they manage to understand some extent. That also manage only. By that time they will become old, of course. You require tremendous punya, tremendous sensitive mind, tremendous grasping required. Otherwise, bhakti shraddha, of course. You require bhakti shraddha. All are there. We can only. என்ன பகவானே சொல்லிட்டார் மனுஷ்யாணாம் சஹஸ்ரேஷு நாட் சோ ஈஸி அர்ஜுனா அஹம் ஆதிஹி மத்யஞ்ச அந்தஹா ச பூதானாம் லைக் சுகர் இன் த சுகர் கேன் இஸ் தேர் சுகர் கேன் வித்தவுட் சுகர் யூ ரிமூவ் த ஸ்வீட்னஸ் ஆஃப் தட் சுகர் கேன் சக்கை சக்கை ஓன்லி ரிமைன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் சக்கை ஆர் சுகர் கேன் யூ ஆர் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் சுகர் யூ ஆர் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் கேன் பிகாஸ் இட் ஹேஸ் காட் சுகர் அதர்வைஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் கேன் நாட் சுகர் யூ ஆர் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் சுகர் நாட் இன் கேன் இஃப் ரிமூவ் த சுகர் ஃப்ரம் த கேன் இஸ் யூஸ்லெஸ் சிமிலர்லி பாடி இஸ் லைக் எ கேன் What is sugar? Atma is like a sugar. Atma is like a sugar. So, who am I? I am sugar cane. I am like a sugar cane. Without Atma, sugar, this body is like a chakkai. Okay? Understand. హిందీ శాసన ఆల్సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ అగైన్ ట్రావెలింగ్ ఆత్మ నాన్ ట్రావెలింగ్ ఆత్మ అది వేరే కొడప ఓకే ట్రావెలింగ్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ ఇన్ ద సటిల్ బాడీ ద చిదాభాస ఈజ్ ఫార్మ్డ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ద సటిల్ బాడీ ట్రావెల్స్ నాట్ ఆత్మ ఒరిజినల్ సెల్ఫ్ నెవర్ ట్రావెల్ ఆత్మ నెవర్ ట్రావెల్ దట్ ఆత్మ రిఫ్లెక్టింగ్ ఇన్ ద సటిల్ బాడీ అలోన్ ట్రావెల్స్ సటిల్ బాడీ ట్రావెల్స్ సిన్స్ సటిల్ బాడీ ట్రావెల్స్ ఇన్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ చిదాభాస దేర్ ఫోర్ చిదాభాస ట్రావెల్స్ సోల్స్ ట్రావెలింగ్ పాతండి ఇక మేలే దిస్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ లుకింగ్ అప్ సోల్ ఈజ్ ట్రావెలింగ్ దట్ సోల్ ఈజ్ నాట్ పారమార్థిక సోల్ ఓకే SOUL ఈజ్ నాట్ పారమార్థికం SELF క్యాపిటల్ ఎస్ దట్ ఈస్ పారమార్థిక ఆత్మ దిస్ వై నచికేత హ్యాస్ గాట్ డౌట్ అస్తిత్యేకే నాయమస్తి ఇది చైకే అంటే ప్రేతి ఇట్ ట్రావెల్స్ సమ్ పీపుల్సే ఇట్ డజంట్ ట్రావెల్ సమ్ పీపుల్సే నమ్మకే ఇల్ల నచికేతనికే హీ హాస్ గాట్ సచ్ డౌట్ క్వశ్చన్ సో ఆత్మ ఈజ్ దట్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ sustenance of the universe in the form of sat chit it is there it doesn't have any destruction next shloka we will read that is why when we utter a word I am a living being I am a living being being indicates sat living indicates chit I am a living being. I am a conscious being. Being, I am. Be, bhūdhātu. As, bhūdhātu, bhūsattāyām. I am is being. I am what being? Living being. And the living indicates chitta. So, living being, when you are saying, you are telling what? I am satta, chitta. అంత స్వామిని ఎన్నమో సత్తు చిత్ అని పేసిండుకా సత్తు చిత్ వాట్ సత్తు చిత్ యూ గో అవుట్ సైడ్ అండ్ వాట్ యూ సే ఐఎమ్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ హూ ఆర్ యూ అన్న ఐఎమ్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ అన్న ఆఫ్టర్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ ఓన్లీ యు ఆర్ సో అండ్ సో లేటర్ ఫస్ట్ యు ఆర్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ యు ఆర్ హస్బెండ్ ఆఫ్ సో అండ్ సో ఆఫీసర్ ఆర్ ఎగ్జిక్యూటివ్ ఆర్ బ్యాంక్ ఎంప్లాయర్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఫస్ట్ యూ మస్ట్ బీ వాట్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ that living being only translated into sattu chit being is sattu living is chit language is different this is sanskrit that is english but language is different but content is not different isn't only belong to vedanta class it is very common everyone knows that they do not know that is sattu chit that's all that is self atma they do not know. There is a being, living being. Once you come to Vedanta only, you understand the entire language. Living being, the person who says, do not know Sat Chit. The person who knows, Sat Chit, understands what is being, what is living. A person who is an English professor, suppose, English professor, master of English literature, he knows living and being. Being, living, living, being, he says. He doesn't know that is Sat and Chit. But a Vedantic student may not be an English scholar, but a Vedantic student knows Sat, Chit. Sat is being. Chit is living. Where is it now? You cannot show up now. See, that's why I am explaining. You cannot show up. Atma sarvagataha. Sarvagataha na. Atma. Sat chit sarvagataha. Living being sarvagataha. You are living being. First you say you are sat chit. Then you talk about other things. To talk about sat chit you must be సింపుల్ కామన్ సెన్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు థింక్. శాస్త్ర మేక్స్ అస్ హౌ టు థింక్ బిఫోర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ ఇస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, దిస్ ఇస్ మ్యాటర్, దిస్ ఇస్ దట్ అండ్ దిస్ అండ్ ఆల్. యూ మస్ట్ బి వాట్ ఫస్ట్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ సంథింగ్? యూ మస్ట్ బి ఎ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్. అన్లెస్ యు ఆర్ ఎ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్, యూ కెనాట్ టాక్. ఆర్ యూ గెట్టింగ్ ద పాయింట్? అన్లెస్ యూ ఆర్ ఎ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ ఫస్ట్, యూ కెనాట్ టాక్ అబౌట్ ఎనీథింగ్. సో లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ ఫస్ట్ యూ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ యాక్సెప్టింగ్ యాజ్ వాట్, నోయింగ్లీ ఆర్ అన్నోయింగ్లీ. సత్ చిత్, ఐఎమ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు మేక్ యూ టు అండర్స్టాండ్, ఐఎమ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు మేక్ యూ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్. హోల్ వేదాంత ఈజ్ హియర్. ఓల్ వేదాంత ఈజ్ ఇన్ వన్ వర్డ్, అహం సర్వభూతాశయ స్థిత. ఐ కెన్ టాక్ ఆన్ దిస్ వన్ వర్డ్ అవర్స్ టుగెదర్, డేస్ టుగెదర్. బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్డ్, ఐ లైక్ ఇట్. నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక.
ఆదిత్యానామహం విష్ణు, జ్యోతిషాం రవిరంశుమాన్, మరీచిర్మరుతామస్మి, నక్షత్రాణామహం శశి.
మోర్ దెన్ హాఫ్ ఎన్ అవర్ ఐ టుక్ ఫర్ దిస్ శ్లోక, సో దట్ యూ విల్ నెవర్ ఫర్గెట్ దిస్ శ్లోక. 10th chapter, 20th shloka. Now all other shlokas are only apara prakriti vibhuti only. Okay, this is for a gross mind person. You are all subtle minded, that's why I am very much reveling in explaining that shloka. Now look at this shloka. Aham adityanam vishnuhu, my next glory, apara prakriti glories. అపరా ప్రకృతి గ్లోరీస్, ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఈజ్ టు మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ఈశ్వర. అహం విష్ణు, హే అర్జున, యూ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ఆదిత్య. అమాంగ్ ఆదిత్యాస్ నాట్ సన్, హియర్ ఆదిత్య మీన్స్ నాట్ సన్. కశ్యప ప్రజాపతి హ్యాస్ గాట్ టూ వైవ్స్, అదితి అండ్ దితి. అతిథి పుత్రాస్ ఆదిత్యాస్, దితి పుత్రాస్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ దైత్యాస్. అదితి పుత్రాహ కాల్డ్ ఆదిత్యాస్. ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ ఆదిత్యాస్. దెర్ ఆర్ 12 ఆదిత్యాస్, 12 సన్స్ షీ హ్యాస్ గాట్. దోస్ 12 సన్స్ దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ దేవతాస్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ కాల్డ్ దేవతాస్. అండ్ దితి పుత్రాహ కాల్డ్ దైత్యాహ, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ కాల్డ్ రాక్షసాస్. వై దేవతాస్ అండ్ అసురాస్ ఆర్ బాండ్ టు వన్ అండ్ సేమ్ ఫాదర్ నా, దట్స్ ఆల్ దే బాండ్. అతిథి అండ్ దితి, అతిథి పుత్రాహ దేవతాస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ సాత్విక్ ప్రిడామినెంట్ వర్చ్యూస్, విత్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ వర్చ్యూస్. వెరాజ్ దైత్యాహ ఆర్ దోజ్ రాక్షస సుచాన్ ప్రిడామినెంట్లీ రాజసిక్ అండ్ తామసిక్. దైవీ గుణ సంపత్తి దేవతాహ, ఆసురీ గుణ సంపత్తి అసురాహ. అసుషు రమంతే ఇది అసురాహ. సో యమాంగ్ ఆదిత్య అతిథి పుత్రాస్ వన్ సన్ ఈజ్ ఆదిత్య. ఐఎమ్ ఆదిత్యానాం యమాంగ్ దోజ్ ఆదిత్యాస్ సన్స్ ఆఫ్ అదితి. 12 ఆదిత్యాస్లో వన్ ఆదిత్య నేమ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ విష్ణు. దట్ విష్ణు ఐ యామ్, నాట్ లార్డ్ నారాయణ విష్ణు. ఇది వేరే విష్ణు, ఇది వేరే సన్, అంద సన్ ఇల్లే. ఓకే, సో రిప్రజెంట్స్ 12 ఫేసెస్ ఆఫ్ సన్. పురాణిక్ దేసే 12 ఫేసెస్ ఆఫ్ సన్, వన్ ఫేస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ విష్ణు. దట్ విష్ణు ఆదిత్య, విష్ణు ఆదిత్య అని పేరు. హ్యావ్ యూ హెర్డ్ సమ్ పీపుల్ కీప్ ద నేమ్ విష్ణు ఆదిత్య అని పేరు? అమాంగ్ 12 ఆదిత్యాస్ విష్ణు ఆదిత్య వన్ ఆదిత్య. దట్ విష్ణు ఆదిత్య ఐఎమ్. వాట్ అబౌట్ అదర్ 11? ఫర్ మెడిటేషన్ పర్పస్ యూ టేక్ హిమ్ బికాస్ హీఈస్ ద హైయెస్ట్. ಸೋ ಆದಿತ್ಯಾನಾಂ ಅಹಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಉಪಾಸನಾರ್ಥಂ. ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್, ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಹಿರಣ್ಮಯ ಪುರುಷ ರೂಪೇಣ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ದೆನ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್, ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಾಂ ಅಹಂ ಅಂಶುಮಾನ್ ರವಿ. ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಾಂ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ಲ್ಯೂಮಿನರೀಸ್, ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಾಂ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ಲ್ಯೂಮಿನರೀಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ರವಿ. ನೌ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಸನ್, ಅವರ್ ಲೋಕಲ್ ಸನ್, ನಾಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸನ್, ಸೋಲಾರ್, ಸೋಲಾರ್ ಸನ್. ರವಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ರವಯೇ ನಮಃ, ಮಿತ್ರಾಯ ನಮಃ, ಪೂಷ್ಣೇ ನಮಃ, ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭಾಯ ನಮಃ. 12 ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಹವ್ ಗಿವನ್ ದಟ್ ರವಿ, ರವಯೇ ನಮಃ, ಅಂಶುಮಾನ್. ದಿಸ್ ರವಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಮೆನಿ ರೇಸ್. ಅಂಶು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ರೇಸ್, ದ ರೇಡಿಯನ್ಸ್, ನಾಟ್ ರೇಸ್, ರೇಡಿಯನ್ಸ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ರೇಡಿಯಂಟ್ ಸನ್. ಸ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಟ್ ಅಂಶು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ರೇಸ್ ಅರ್ಥಂ, ನಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಇ, ಆರ್ ಎ ವೈ ಎಸ್. ಪ್ರೊನೌನ್ಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಮ್, ಸ್ಪೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್. ಆರ್ ಎ ವೈ ಎಸ್, ಅಂಶುಮಾನ್ ರವಿ, ಸೂರ್ಯದೇವತಾ. ರೇಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ರೇಡಿಯಂಟ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವೆನ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನರ್ಜೆಟಿಕ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ರೇಡಿಯಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಅನ್ನ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಾಂ ಅಂಶುಮಾನ್ ರವಿ. ದೆನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಲ್ಯೂಮಿನರೀಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನಿಂಗ್. ಮರೀಚಿಹಿ ಮರುತಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮಿ. ಮರುತಾಂ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ದ ಮರುತ್ಸ್, 49 ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮರುತ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, 7 × 7. ಎಮಾಂಗ್ 49 ಮರುತ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಮರೀಚಿಹಿ, ದ ವಿಂಡ್. ಮರುತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿಂಡ್. ದ ವಿಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫೇಸೆಟ್ಸ್, ಸೈಕ್ಲೋನಿಕ್ ವಿಂಡ್, ಕೂಲ್ ವಿಂಡ್, ಬ್ರೀಸ್, ಪ್ಲಸೆಂಟ್ ಬ್ರೀಸ್, ಮಂದ ಕಾತು ಅಂತಲ್ವಲ್ಲ, ಮಂದ ಕಾತು, ತೀವ್ರಮಾನ ಕಾತು. ಇದೆಲ್ಲ ನಮಗೆ ತಿಳಿದ ಒಂದು ದಾರಿ, ಬಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್. ಯು ಅಬ್ಸರ್ವ್ ದ ಥ್ರೂಡ್ ಇಯರ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ದಟ್ ವಿಂಡ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್, ಸೂಡ್ ಕಾತು, ಕೂಲ್ ಬ್ರೀಸ್, ಹಾಟ್ ಬ್ರೀಸ್, ಇದೆಲ್ಲ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್. Among all those, Marichi Aha means pleasant wind, I am. Pleasant and mandama, cool, not hot, not too cool. Not like America. Now you see America people, they are suffering like anything to this cold, no, winter. No, 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 not like that. Not like May, summer, no, Delhi. You cannot manage. Both are extremities. Therefore, where people are there and where Marichi is there, there are spiritual practitioners can survive, okay? Like us, Madras, okay? Nice atmosphere you require, no? For Atmajnanam. Among Marus, I am the Marichi. Gentle breeze, ityartha, circulating air. Air must be circulating, no? If it won't circulate, suffocation you get. Okay. Air circulation is going on in our body, no? We don't remember that and all. We remember only hunger. So, all are various devatas talked in Puranas. These are all various devatas. First, Vishnu, then Brahmaji. Brahmaji created Prajapatis. Prajapati created later Maharshis, then later Santati. Like that whole creation has come. This is what. That's why Purana Jnana Kunja Enkano. By Puranas, 36 Puranas are available, Upa Puranas, main Puranas, 8 Puranas. At least buy books and keep at home. 8 Puranas are there. You want those names, I'll put the list. You can just names padikirde periya vishayam. ಓಕೆ. ಅಹಂ ವಾಟ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್, ಲ್ಯೂಮಿನರಿ ನಕ್ಷತ್ರಾಣಾಂ ಶಶಿ ಅಹಂ. ಶಶಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೂನ್, ಪೌರ್ಣಮಿ, ಪೌರ್ಣಮಿ ಡೇ ಮೂನ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಮೂನ್. ನಕ್ಷತ್ರಾಣಾಂ Nakshatrana means here not stars. Moon is also a big star. Okay. So planets. Nakshatrana means among planets. Night luminaries ityartha. Nakshatrams have got their own original shining, original light. Whereas planets and moon doesn't have the original light. They all have borrowed light. The luminaries. Nakshatranam aham shashi. Shashi means philosophical significance is also there. Pournami, people go to Tiruvannamalai on Pournami day, and many other functions they celebrate Pournami day. People follow Maunam also on Pournami day. Why? Pournami means Purnata. Who is Purnam? Brahman. Brahman is Purnam. Purnam adha Purnam idam. Class is not over. Okay. Purnam, Brahman is Purnam. Purnami indicates Purnatvam. That is why in our Bharatiya Samskriti, Purnami is very, very significant. Very significant. Not knowing this, people, they interpret it negatively. Purnami means psychological problems. Moon, no. Purnami and the moon. And the moon comes, this lady gets, or that man gets, all these negative ways only they see. Purnami, Purnata, Brahman, think panna kudado. Purnami, day something comes and occupies her and all these things they talk. But all this nonsense. Enna, Manu Devata Chandrama. That also they know. Mano Devata Chandrama, mind is disturbed. Mind is psychologically disturbed. Purnami comes, that person loses his weak mind, that is. We are not talking about that mind. Of course, my Mano Devata Chandrama only. Chandrama is what? A beautiful planet. Why can't you take such a way? Purnata, Purnatvam, Purna Chandraha. Pleasing, pleasant. If you are also Purna Atma, Jnanam is there, you are also pleasant. Next shloka.
Vedanam sama vedosmi. Devanam asmi vasavah. Indriyanam manaschasmi. Bhutanam asmi chetanam.
The 20th shloka, Paramarthika Vibhuti. 21st shloka, luminaries. Well, divine. Luminaries. All up above. Now he comes down to Vyavaharika Vibhutis. Vyavaharika Vibhuti means relative world. Vibhutis. What is that? Hey Arjuna, Vedanam aham samavedaha asmi. Among the four Vedas, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvana Veda, Rig, Yajus and Atharvana are only in metrical form. They are all only in Parayana. Rigveda Parayanam, they say. Yajurveda Parayanam or Atharvana Veda Parayanam. But when it comes to Samaveda, they call it as Sama Ganam. Some Rig mantras they sing, it is called Sama Ganam. That is called Sama Veda. Among the four Vedas, Sama Veda Ahamasmi. Why Bhagavan chose Sama Veda? Rig Veda first. Why Bhagavan left Rig Veda and took the Sama Veda, which is third one. Samatvat samaha. Samam. all of it samam, even, same. Brahman is same all the time. Bhagavan is same all the time. Uniform. That sama indicates samaha. Nirdosham hi samam brahma. Brahma is samam, nirdosham, dosharahitam. Therefore, Bhagavan chose that Sama Veda. Next, Vedanam, where from Vedas have come? Yo Brahma Devanam Pradhamas Sambhabhuva Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta. Vedas have come from the Lord Himself. That's why Vedas are very, very significant. In Sikhism, in Punjab and all, Sikhs are there, no? Spelling proper up, Sikh, S-I-K-H, Sikh Sampradaya. Sikh means they worship, they don't have any separate god. Their god is only Grandha Sahib. And the Grandha Sahib, Grandha itself is a guru for them. That's why they keep that book on their head. They worship that book. They keep some separate asanam for that. And they do lot of puja. Therefore, for them, guru is the Sikh Grandha. They are all called Sikh, means Shishyas. Guru is this Grandha. They are all Shishyas. Sikh means Shishya. There is no separate god for them. Sikh Sampradaya means Sishya Sampradaya ityarthaha. What is that? Veda Saram only. Sikh Sampradaya also Veda Saram only. They worship in the form of a Grandha. That means Veda itself is adorable. Then, Aham Devanam Vasavaha Asmi. Devanam, among the gods, Aham Vasavaha means Indraha. Devanam, gods means small g you have to put. Among gods, each god is one field he takes care of, one power. Each god is one power. Indra, Varuna, Vayu, Agni, all of them are having one duty, one power. They are all gods. For all of them, one god is Vasavaha, Indra, god of gods. Rundume small g. God of gods. What about Ishvara? Ishvara is capital G. Okay. Ishvara is God of these all gods. Indra is God of gods. Who will understand Hinduism? Tell me. Hindus ke puri la. What to talk of other religions? Not understanding this, they say Hindus have got so many gods. They are all confused. Yes, we have gods. They are all secondary gods. They are all one power. Rain god, water god, tree god, earth god, air god. All are one power, one god. They have got mixed powers. We have many gods, but we have only one Ishvara. One main god. They are all working under him like cabinet members. Parliament assembly going on now. They are all members. Rajya Sabha members and Lok Sabha members, like only one president, one prime minister. So how many presidents are there for a country? How many prime ministers are there? Only one. Ishvara is like a prime minister or president. Okay, not like our prime minister. Okay, that prime minister, like Bhagavan Ishvara, God is only one. Capital G gods are not many. Capital G God is only one. What about other gods? There are many. Let them be there. We don't bother. All of them are worshipping him only. Try to understand. First, Hindus must know Hinduism. So, Vasavaha Devanam Ahamasmi. What about Indriyanam Manaha Asmi? Very nice. That we'll see in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate.
పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరిః ఓం. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.